Unit 19. Multicultural Society. Listen and choose the correct ending A, B or C for the statements 24 to 28 below.
Hey, what's up? You look upset.
Oh, I've just read an article about the national stereotypes, and it makes me mad, you know.
What's the problem?
The problem is, I spent 2 weeks in an international volunteer camp last summer, and I met like dozens of young people from all over the world, and what they were like didn't match their national stereotypes at all. I hate judging people without getting to know them in person, that's all.
Interesting. Give me an example.
Right. So let's take the American boy. Jake or Jason or something like that. You think Americans are all easygoing? Wrong. This guy was the most private person I've ever met. We could hardly get a word out of him. That's why I probably don't even remember his name.
The quiet American.
Yeah, a good point. But there are more cases like that. For example, the Greek guy, Alexis. He was probably the most diligent member of the group, and they say the Greeks are lazy. On the other hand, the French boy, Lucas, was far from being charming, as it is often said. Actually, he was messy, looked like hell. Girls kept running away from him.
Sounds like some experience.
Sure, I can go on. Forget about the boring British. Bobby, the girl from Bristol, was the most hilarious person ever. And you have perhaps never met someone as organized as Paola, the girl from Italy.
So much for chaotic Italians, I guess.
You bet.
Well, you might have met the exceptions that prove the rule, you know.
What?